Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Time for a little more culture now on Open House with our film critic Ben McKechnie. He's talking about The Butler, one that's definitely on our family's movie list. Welcome back, Ben.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Very well. All the better for hearing your fine voice. What's The Butler all about, Ben?
Mate, it's about 2 hours long. Thank you very much.
Okay.
About 2 hours long. It stars Forest Whitaker, an Oscar winner, who is based on a true story of an Afro-American gentleman who, across the spread of about 50 years, worked in the White House as a butler, as the title would suggest. He worked as a butler in the White House, 8 U.S. presidents.
Yeah.
So that's really what it's about. But actually more what The Butler is about is also tracing kind of civil rights, the history of the civil rights movement, almost through, remember like how Forrest Gump treated 20th century history?
Yes, yes.
How it kind of used that character Forrest Gump as almost like this way for the audience to follow what was going on. Well, in The Butler, this character of Cecil Gaines that Forrest Whitaker plays, he's effectively the Forrest Gump character, for want of a better word, where we're kind of watching this movement happen and the politics and the people of it through this character, The Butler.
So it's loosely inspired by the real-life story of Eugene Allen. Tell us a bit about him, Ben.
What I was trying to look into and haven't really quite worked out is how accurate The Butler is as far as representing his life. So I've found out a couple of things, like where the movie presents him as being born in. He wasn't actually born in that state. So the movie depicts him as being born in the deep south of America. And as a lot of listeners would know, like there was huge issues between black and white America, particularly in that area of America.
Yep.
So I think they picked that part in the film to base the character coming from there because it kind of made it a bit more dramatic. So
the
film, it's hard to tell how much is added for dramatic effect.
Yes, okay. It's been quite a box office hit by the sounds of it. Why do you think it's been so well received?
Mate, it's one of those movies that just seems to scream out Oscars. Which I should say, I don't think it's going to win that many. It's an all right film. It's not amazing, but why it screams out Oscars is for all the kinds of reasons that we've just been talking about, which is from the cast, which Oprah Winfrey's in this, Jane Fonda, Robin Williams, all these people turn up in this film. The subject matter alone sounds like it's going to be this rich drama that, as you watch this man go about his business in the most powerful house in America in a really turbulent time, and he's Afro-American, and there's so much going on as far as black and white politics in the 20th century in America.
Yes.
It all sounds like it's equaling, this is going to be the greatest movie you've ever seen. And I would say, no, it isn't, but there's plenty of elements in there that are still worth holding on to.
Sounds like it. What do you reckon The Butler teaches the people who view the film about life in the 21st century compared to when it was set?
Oh, mate, that's a really good question. I'd imagine a lot of us haven't experienced anything like what was going on in America last century. And, you know, while we still have issues of racism and ongoing discussions discussions in Australia about immigration, that kind of thing. You know, we get some sense of differences between people groups, and I'm being very polite here, differences between people groups. So I think The Butler definitely speaks to that, sadly, that there's a continued, there's been an ongoing issue with people for such a long time when it comes to just fear of the other and mistreatment of the other and all that kind of thing. But what I was quite fascinated with The Butler, and this is a negative and also a positive. The negative is that this lead character of Cecil Gaines actually doesn't have much of an opinion about what's happening with the civil rights movement. He actually tends to think it's not that great, and it's increasingly he kind of changes his tune a bit. But really, you're watching a movie about a central character who doesn't have strong opinions about something that's very polarizing, and he's effectively in the middle of. So it's quite difficult to like feel something for this man because he really doesn't seem to feel much at all. That's an issue. The positive is that it gets you thinking about what if you were in this situation, so he's a guy working in the White House. He actually has access to the most powerful man in the world, and he could have a word in that guy's, as he's serving him, you know, tea and biscuits, or they do in the White House.
Yeah.
He could have a word in his ear about the conflict that's going on between his people, Afro-American people, and white America, And so it just got me thinking about what would you do when you're faced with injustice? Like what actually, because most of us don't want to be put in this position.
No, that's right. My guess is you probably aim to feel the tension of that. Is it a thumbs up for you? Thumbs down.
More of that's like thumb sideways. More of the So it's like it's worth a look. But for me, it got me thinking about what would I do if confronted with that situation. Yeah. But not so much that the film like expressed that for me. I had to kind of put that on the film itself.
Ben McKechnie, thank you as always.
Mate, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Talk soon.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.